The S&P 500 is up 25% in 2023, and as we get ready to finish this year in just a few days, it's really important for us to understand what has happened over the last couple of years and what to expect so that you don't make any investing mistakes, like the ones that could cost you millions. So what am I talking about? Well, you see the headlines, you see the news, S&P 500 is nearing the territory of where it once reached its peak about a year ago. And really, I want to make sure that we all understand that the S&P 500, the U.S. total stock market, all these different indices out there that track U.S. companies are going to go up and down, right? There's no question about it. There's going to be volatility within equities, especially if you're investing in U.S. companies that are large and even more so with the smaller companies as well. And this is just another testament to why I like to buy and hold index funds that track the entire stock market, the U.S. stock market. That is, I'm talking about Vanguard's VTSAX, Fidelity's FSKAX, even their FZROX is a great index fund to buy and hold for the long term. If you've got 30, 40 years to invest, even 2025, I would say this would be the best method to invest and build wealth by buying and holding the entire total stock market. And there's no better way to do that than through index funds or ETFs. You can have both if you want, that's fine. But I like index funds, I like ETFs, especially the ones that track the entire US total market, because you're going to get that broad diversification. Now, when you are buying index funds, when you are buying ETFs, and you're trying to get the ones that match S&P 500, that match the US total market, you want to be careful, because you'll start to see a lot of these different companies will try to offer you variations of the S&P 500 or variations of the US total market and have high fees. That could be a big detriment to what you're trying to do by building wealth. Now, looking to 2024, what does this mean? Does this mean you dump your entire savings and just go invest in the stock market? Absolutely not. You're still gaining about a 5% interest rate on your savings accounts, your high yield savings accounts, that is. And why would you want to risk that 3 to 6 month emergency fund that's sitting there to go to an account that might actually give you a negative return on your savings account? That's the reason why I like to have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund in a high yield savings account, where you can get a 4 to 5% APY on the money that you have in that high yield savings account. So I'm really not touching that money. I'm absolutely not going to be touching the money that's in my high yield savings account. But I'll tell you this, any extra money that I do get, believe me, I'm going to be putting in my taxable account. I'm going to try to fully fund my Roth IRA at the beginning of the year, because this is a strategy that's going to help you build wealth. If you can get that Roth IRA, that traditional IRA, fully funded at the beginning of 2024, well, you're able to capture the ups and downs of the market, because yes, we may end up seeing another positive year in the stock market coming in 2024. But if it does dip down, well, that's just part of the risk that you take. Otherwise, you could do your dollar cost averaging. But I like the notion of being able to capture that gain from the beginning of the year to the end. Think about it. If you were to invest $6,000 or $6,500 in your Roth IRA at the beginning of 2023, well, you would have had a 25% increase in that amount if you had invested it in an S&P 500 index fund. Like, that's just the truth. You would have made 25% on that $6,000, $6,500. If you had $100,000 in your Roth IRA that was invested in the S&P 500 index fund or the US total market index fund, that means you would have gained 25%, $25,000 in that account. Now, the flip side to that is it could have dropped down 25%. But when you're invested for the long term, folks, you are in it for the long haul. So you're going to go with the ebbs and flows. You're going to ride the waves that go up and down, knowing that in the long term, with dividends, with any company matching in 401k accounts that you might have, with that compound interest working in your favor over the long term, you're going to see that positive increase in your investment accounts. So in 2024, I definitely suggest that really nothing should change. Ultimately, if you do end up getting a bonus, if you do end up getting some extra money, you do have a side hustle and you've got your emergency fund fully funded, well, you can start to look to things like, maybe if you have children, investing in a 529 plan for that child. Maybe if if you want to continue to build up that taxable account after you've fully funded your Roth IRA, your 401ks, and you could even look into your 401ks actually, because remember, you still have about $52,000-$53,000 total that you can contribute to that 401k or that 403b. It's not just the $23,500 that you have available to you to invest in. So really, I want to make sure people understand you have so many different opportunities to invest your money. So it is exciting to see the S&P 500 go up 25%, but I also want to, you know, temper expectations going into 2024 that, hey, this actually may end up being a down year because we may see companies laying off. Companies may not make as much money as people start to scale back on their spending and try to save more money. And because we don't know whether companies are going to be laying people off or whatever the case may be in 2024, it's still important to maintain that steady 3 to 6 month emergency fund, even more if you're able to, and maintain that ability to continue to dollar cost average invest in your Roth IRA, your HSA, your taxable accounts, your 401k, 403b, those accounts that you have available to you, because you don't want to end up in a position where you don't have an emergency fund. You haven't been saving and investing. You haven't been building for the future. So while the headlines and the news about the S&P 500, the U.S. total market, even cryptocurrencies are all great, it still doesn't change what we do in terms of building wealth and making sure that our ducks are all in order when it comes to personal finance, making sure that you have a life insurance policy for you and your family, for those people who you care about, making sure that you're still trying to attack any debt that you have in 2024. Let's try to get rid of debt. Let's try to get rid of as much debt as possible. Yes, I want you to invest, but at the end of the day, if you're paying 12% interest on a car note or some other type of personal loan or student loans for that matter, the math doesn't make sense when you have that money in a high yield savings account, or if you think you're going to get 10%, you're still paying 12% interest. So it behooves you, it's better for you to try to knock out that debt with that higher interest. Yes, I understand if you've got a car note or a student loan where the interest rate is 3% that you're paying, well, then yeah, it makes sense to just continue to put money in a savings account where you're earning 4-5%. That math makes sense. But if it were the other way around and you're not making that much money, friends, please do not think that you're going to be able to outsmart interest, that you're going to be able to outsmart debtors. You've got to pay down that debt as quickly as possible. And I would even go as far as to say that I might pause investing to go ahead and try to pay down that debt. That's what we're looking at in 2024. We definitely want to appreciate everything that has happened in 2023, the good, the bad, the ugly with the stock market, with finances and all that. But we also want to make sure that we're not getting ahead of ourselves and we're taking necessary actions to prepare ourselves for any possible ups and downs in the market with our personal finances, with our job outlook in 2024, because you just never know. But this is me, that voice of reason that's just trying to help you go into 2024 to make sure that you have the greatest financial year of your life and to help you continue to build wealth and crush debt as you continue on that journey to financial freedom. So make sure you subscribe and hey, go ahead and check out this video on the screen that YouTube says you should watch next. Peace.